everyone. Welcome to episode 40 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. I'm Angela.
And I'm Philippa, and this is the official podcast of the Tea in the Treetops book review blog. Today is Friday, March 18th.
Yeah, and we need to have a big high five for making it to 40 episodes.
Woo!
You'll have to excuse me for having no voice in this episode. I will try my best, but it's kind of disappearing. But we have just been at the Brisbane edition of the Penguin Teen Australia YA Squad 2016 event. So we're going to talk about that, but briefly also go through what we've been reading. But it's probably just going to be a short catch-up episode tonight because, you know, we don't have a whole lot to say about anything tonight.
Yep.
Okay, so Penguin Teen Australia YA Squad is a group of four Australian authors. YA authors
who like to recreate, who like to recreate friends.
Yes, photos. If you were around on Twitter today, you might have seen a friends style photo shoot that they did today randomly in a hotel. Apparently, like what? Yeah, they're having like this tour of duty around the country, like over the next few days. I think they're going to be in Melbourne and Sydney over the next couple of days. So you'll probably be listening to this after it's been on, but if you were at it, hope you had fun. We did tonight. So there was Will Kostakis, whose new book, The Sidekicks, has just come out recently. Mm-hmm. Megan Jacobson's book, Yellow, was out earlier in the year, I think.
Yes. Yep. Which I got a review copy of last year. And I haven't read. Yeah, you have read.
Yeah, I have read. Just,
yeah, typical. Okay, and then there was Kylie Fanasia, who wrote Masquerade, which we both loved.
Yep.
And it's her new book, The Things I Didn't Say, that's not out yet. So I was very lucky to pick up a copy of that in advance. Very exciting.
Yeah.
And then the last one was is Frankie, which is also not out, which is by Siobhan Plaza. I think is how you pronounce the last name. I can't remember. Sorry.
No, I can't either.
You left that one for me to say, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't do it on purpose, honest. Yeah, sorry, Siobhan, if we're getting that wrong. They talked a bit about each of their books and they all sound really interesting. None of them particularly sort of have any fantasy about them, apart from Yellow, which does
have a small
It's got a ghost in it.
Mm.
But the others are all very
Contemporary
kind of inclusive kind of diverse kind of issues in all of them, and they all sound really interesting. So we've picked up a copy of all of them between us, so hopefully we'll get to read them all at some stage.
Yep. I really liked, they did a really good panel, I think, as well on how they sort of came about, how they got to writing, how they came up with the ideas of the books, and I think that they were actually really quite unique. Like the stories of how they got those ideas were actually
different.
They were, and how they all got into writing, I think, was quite different as well. Which was
Actually,
it's funny. It's such a standard question and all these things, but it never grows old because it's always a completely different story for every single one of them.
That's right. I'm really looking forward to reading Will Kostakis's book because his stories tonight were fantastic.
Oh, they were hilarious.
So yeah. I'm looking forward to that one.
And I'm glad it's not 350,000 words.
Yes, that was his first draft of a book that he wrote when he was in grade 8 or something. But I picked up a copy of his first book tonight, which is called The First Third, which was out a couple of years ago, I think.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be the story of my life as well because I come from a big Greek family too, so that's what it's all about. So, yeah. So what else do we want to say about these books?
That was Felicity's last...
Yeah, Felicity's leaving
Australia.
Quarantine. So thank you for all of your hard work, Felicity, in bringing not just Aussie YA but all sorts of YA to a bigger audience in Australia. And it was also really nice to catch up with all our Brisbane blogging peeps
That's right.
Nice to catch up.
Yeah, and you might hear us if you listen to the Aussie YA radio program on ABC with Jean from Happy Indulgence. We were interviewed for that.
Yeah, we spoke to – it was really nice to actually meet in person Rihanna Patrick, who's like a real ABC radio person. I was like, oh, my God. so if you listen to their show, I think it's on the first Sunday in each month, if I remember correctly, but they talk about –
No, I think it's – oh, yeah.
Yeah, they talk about, obviously Australian YA books. So, you might hear a familiar voice if you listen into that next time. Oh, I would just say before we finish that – section that they were giving away copies of The Glittering Court by
Michelle
Mead.
We were not lucky.
No, we didn't get one. And we're very jealous of those people who did. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's out until like May.
It's ages away.
So, oh, well, never mind. Next time. All right. Well, do you? What have you been reading lately then? Okay.
So other than textbooks, I have been on my audiobook binge. Yeah,
you've been doing a lot of driving lately, right?
I am doing a lot of driving now. So I have just listened to Queen of the Teeling and Invasion of the Teeling. We're talking like that's nearly 22 hours of audio between those two books. I will say that I perhaps got the ebooks for those, and at points where I was really desperate, switched over to the ebooks just to keep going.
Okay.
Because I was like going, I need this and I need this more and I need this faster. But I loved it, which is so funny because I cannot tell you how many times I've rented out that Queen of the Teeling, wanting to read it, and then I'd fall asleep after 5 seconds of putting it on because I was so tired, and then it never happened. And anyway, I finally read them, and I love them. They are just fantastic, really good fantasy. I'm kind of surprised that they're YA. They're quite gritty. There's some definite swearing. There's some definite sex.
Is it Australian?
No, I don't believe so. Surprising. I don't believe so, but it's just, it's just fantastic. So that's what I have just finished reading, and now I have to sit there and wait in anticipation for the final one, which is coming out this year.
I just got a copy of Queen of the Teeling as part of my birthday haul. So I think you will love
it. It's really well written. It's just great. And then I'm in the middle of reading at the moment a non-YA book. I'm reading the Stephen King book 11/22/63 because I am hooked and halfway through the mini series, which is currently playing on Stan in Australia. No idea where it's playing in the US, but that's with James Franco, and I really liked it, and I can't be bothered to wait for the rest of the mini series. So I thought I'd start reading it, and it's just amazing because the book is great and the show is great, but they have been both done so very differently. Like the whole atmosphere of both of them is completely different, and I can't quite work out why they made the changes that they made, but they're not big things, but they're just there. But anyway, so that's really good.
That's a bit like me with Shadowhunters.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
Sometimes I don't know if they do it on purpose, like just to give it a completely different slant or edge or,
Have you watched any of the Shadowhunters?
Only that first episode.
Yeah.
I'm
enjoying it.
I heard you the
other day. Yeah, I'm starting to use the lingo. It's terrible. I like watching it, but I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's dreadful in some aspects. It's
produced.
No,
unless they've got more of a budget now.
That bad. The production is okay. I think what it is the girl who plays Clary. I just don't like her.
But Clary was never much of a character, really.
She's overacting all the time. The other actors are great. The guy who plays Jace is great, and the guy who plays Simon is really good. The other actors are good.
Isabel, she was like.
Yeah, she's good. She's a little bit on the overacting side too sometimes, but they are very good. I mean, it also helps that they're all like beautiful, all of them. Everybody in the show is just gorgeous.
But they are in the books too. They were talking about how Jace is so handsome, he's beautiful type thing.
Yeah, she does call him beautiful all the time.
She says he's so beautiful, he's almost not handsome, he's too beautiful type thing. Like there's always those sorts of descriptions about him. So,
well, anyway, the latest episode was one. It just randomly they go through this portal into an alternate universe, like another parallel world kind of thing.
So this has got nothing to do with the story?
No. Well, yeah, it does.
The books got written?
It has nothing to do with the books.
Yeah, okay.
But they have to go there in order to find where Valentine is hiding or something. But it was hilarious. It was great because what they did is they took all the things that everyone was missing from the books, like the fact that they didn't have the cats, like Church, the cat, and Chairman Meow, who is Magnus Bane's cat, and Magnus has those two cats in the alternative. Like it was just they took things out of the books so that people didn't have, and they put them in this alternative and just made a joke about it, and it was just hilarious. and the characters they're all there in the alternative, but they're all completely different people, and it was just adorable. But anyway, I'm assuming it's only going to be this one episode, but I really enjoyed that episode because it was just random. It's just tongue-in-cheek
to all the people that whinge about all the stuff that they cut out.
But the thing that I'm really disappointed about, this is not a spoiler saying this to you because I hope you'll watch it eventually and agree with me, but the actual romance in this is awful.
Oh, like, it can't be worse than the movie version. Terrible music.
There was no romance. Oh,
yes, they did. They had their kiss in the garden.
Well, it looks like they're going away from the track of like incest.
Oh, they just cut it out.
They're not ever like, they know straight away that Valentine is Clary's father. I'm sorry, this is not a spoiler, I don't think. Maybe if you haven't read the first book, you might not know that. in the show, they just know that from the beginning.
I met someone today that very proudly told me when I said that I was a really big YA reader.
Yeah.
He went, do you know, I just read this great series. It's called The City of Bones.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're a bit behind the times. I was like, oh, yeah, that is a great series.
Oh, no, that's good. Yeah. That's good. If that's the only YA they've read, that's fine.
You never know.
Yeah, okay. Actually, I'm still reading them. I just read City of Lost Souls.
You're going to be up to me from now on because I didn't read past.
I'm going to try and get the last one at some point.
I didn't read The City of Heavenly Fire or whatever the last one was. Mm-mm. I had been just too. It's been too long.
You good?
It had just been too long.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, I can't redo all of this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's long if you're rereading it all.
Yeah, and I reread them all.
It's good.
More than once to get every other time. I was like, I can't do this. Yeah, anyway.
I've just finished City of Lost Souls and it was, it wasn't my favourite. It was just Clary whinging and Jace wanting to die, basically. Okay. That's the whole book. There were parts of it that were good, but.
Okay.
But I do want to read the last one because it is building up to a major kind of. War. So
okay.
I'm going to read it at some stage.
So what else have you been reading? You've read a bit recently.
I have read lots. I've read I've been doing this Take Down Your TBR March Challenge by, I think it's hosted by a Caffeinated Book Reviewer. I think that's right. Just trust me on it. So basically I'm just trying to read as many books from that were published before March as I can so that I try and bring my TBR list down, which is never going to happen because it is like as tall as this building that we're in. But I did read before the start of March, I read A Tangle of Gold by Jacqueline Moriarty, which is I think I was already started that last time we spoke.
I think we were talking about it. Yeah.
So that's the third and final book in the Colours of Madeline series, and it's awesome, and you should definitely read it.
I've borrowed out the last book. Was
very good. Oh, you have? Oh, yeah. Good. Audio?
I borrowed it out. No, I can't get it on audio, but I've borrowed out the ebook. So,
I love that series, so I hope you do too. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sort of whimsical and weird sometimes, but it's...
There's a character called Madeline in it. I feel like I need to read it.
Yeah, lots of twists. I didn't... I got to one twist and I just went, how did I not see that? Yeah. But yeah, it's really good. And I also read Rebel of the Sands by Alwyn Hamilton, mm-hmm. which was out, I think, during... the start of February.
And you reviewed it on a co-op, didn't you?
I got it through co-op, and they put it on their blog, so that was exciting. Mm-hmm. And that book is really good. It's sort of like a western, like in the desert with horses and gunslingers and stuff.
Cool.
And then there's like these supernatural guys who are like genie kind of, it's like a Arabian Nights kind of mythology with it as well, like these mm-hmm. genies and like creatures with magical powers and shape-shifting things, and I think they've got weird powers. And then there's this, the kingdom or the sultan, and then his son, who's this rebel prince guy, is this illegitimate son who basically wants to take down the kingdom. So there's like a rebellion kind of story as well, so there's all these different things shoved together, but it actually really works really well.
Okay.
So lots of really high reviews of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I've seen anyone who didn't kind of at least give it, you know, that no one really hated it, at least. Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah, it's worth a look. It's only short, it's like 300 something pages. Yeah. So it didn't take long to read, but it's just action all the way through. Really good.
Mm.
It reminded me, had a bit of a Firefly kind of feel, even though it's not in space. I think it's the Firefly. Western. Haven't you?
One
I think
day.
We might have
it's
been over
Netflix.
This before,
we
actually.
We have. We did out in Sydney.
Yeah, okay.
We had this discussion when we were at the Writers Festival down there.
You should.
I will.
I'm building it up to something amazing, but it really is very good.
Everybody raves about Firefly, so
yeah,
it's on my list.
It's such a shame.
One day, that probably it just not didn't in the next going. 3 years, but one day.
You can add it. Watch it before you watch Shadowhunters, okay?
Okay.
All right, the other book I read was Yellow by Megan Jacobson, who we just met.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. I enjoyed it. It was set in a beach town in northern New South Wales, mm-hmm. an unnamed beach town, but they say that they can see Mount Warning and they can...
So it's Byron.
North of Byron. But it's really good. It's like this girl who lives in a kind of rundown area of the town. Neither of her parents are working and they're not together. Her dad's like this beach bum surfer guy. And her mum's like an alcoholic. And she's basically mothering her. She's only 14.
The roles are reversed.
Yeah, so... She's trying to get somewhere in school, but she's being teased by everybody. It's a bit like bullying, standing up to the bullies and making something from nothing. Kind of, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to describe. But the supernatural element is there's a phone box at the beach which starts ringing one day when she's there, and she answers it, and it's this kid who is who. It turns out the phone box is actually disconnected anyway, so there can't be anybody there. But he's the ghost of this kid who supposedly got murdered. And she's got to try and find out. He knows who did it in the town. There's someone who did it in the town. She's got to try and get them brought to justice. Okay. But it's a very convoluted story, and that's it's only short as well, but they managed to pack lots of stuff into mm-hmm. that. But it's beautiful words, like beautiful descriptions of the sea and, like, you know, things in the town. And it's really great. So you've got a copy.
I've got a copy.
You must read it.
I will read it.
And... Now I am reading Magic Study by Maria B. Snyder, because mm-hmm. she is coming to Brisbane to Supernova at the Gold Coast in April. I know I said I was going to try and read all her books before April. I don't think it's going to happen.
No. That's okay.
And I don't even know if I'm going to get to the Gold Coast to the Supernova, but I'll try. Because there's lots of other great people there who would like to meet.
Mm.
But anyway... So, yeah, and I've got, like, a pile of books this high to read next, so I'm not going to go into that.
I feel like that too, because, like, I've got a lot of review books, of which I am not reading any of them at the moment. I'm audiobook reading.
Oh, well, you can be on a break for a while. And we're both about to start. Well, you've already started, but I'm about to have some assignments coming up too, so, oh, well.
The joys.
Hmm. Anyway, that's all we've got for today.
Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to send us any feedback or suggestions, you can email us contact@teaandthetreetops.com, or you can tweet at us @teatreetops or @oakenbookcase.
Or you can also find a list of all the books and other things we've talked about in this episode, as well as all our book reviews at the Tea in the Treetops blog, teaandthetreetops.com. Thanks so much for listening.
And we'll catch you again in a few weeks' time. Bye. Hey everyone, it's Ange here again. Over the weekend, it was my son's 5th birthday, so I took the opportunity to ask a few of his little 5-year-old friends who their favourite superhero was and why that was their favourite. Enjoy. Matthew, who is your favourite superhero?
I'm Ann.
And who are you today?
Superman.
Yeah, but we didn't have Iron Man costume, did we?
Yeah.
Why do you like Iron Man?
Because he's got lasers.
Oh, wow. And what does Iron Man do?
Flies.
And does he catch the bad guys? Awesome. Cool. All right, thanks. I'm going to go and ask someone else now. Caitlin, who's your favourite superhero? Is it Spider-Man? Wonder Woman. You have a very shiny...
Wonder Woman.
Oh, awesome.
And Annie's Wonder Woman too.
Yeah, I'm Wonder Woman too. We love Wonder Woman. And so is Lucy.
Lucy's
doesn't she
puppy.
Have a great puppy Wonder Woman shirt on?
I love Batman.
Oh, what do you love about Batman, Jakey?
Because he has those shoes, that shooter on his armour.
Okay.
I have a gun that shoots at a missile.
Right, okay. And what is he... Who does he shoot at?
The Joker.
Oh, right. Is he a baddie?
Yes.
Good, okay, cool.
Yes.
Who's your favourite superhero?
I know. Well, that's why I got the
dragon. Is it Iron Man?
No,
Hulk. Hulk's your favourite.
Yes.
Why do you like the Hulk?
Because he's strong.
Yeah. And he goes Hulk. He goes Hulk smash.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he smashes the bag.
Does he? Chloe, who's your favourite superhero?
Batman.
Batman. I should have guessed from your outfit. Where's your mask?
My mum got it.
Your mum's got it. And why is Batman your favourite?
Because fight the bad guy.
Yeah. What does he put the bad guys in jail?
Oh yeah.
Awesome. We love Batman.